You are now tuned in to the Altitude Podcast. Here we go. Yo, what up? It's me. It's your boy K Fitz. And it feels so good to be back. We're live right now, Altitude Podcast. So excited to be back with you today. Are you ready? Because I'm ready. It's the Altitude Podcast. Let's go. Yo, what up, guys? It's me. It's your boy, K Fitz, and I'm so happy to be back with you once again today for another edition of the Altitude Podcast. So let's go ahead and get into it. You will always get out of life what you put into it. I think we can all agree with that. This is the top reason why you as a person should always be invested in yourself. Be invested in you as a person. Now, I can't express enough what happens when people decide to let others around them choose their fates. It is just so clear to me. It has come to me that throughout life, when it comes to personal growth, there are people. Matter of fact, let's go a little further. When it comes to people's futures, that there are people who are more willing to trust the others around them to navigate their future than for them to trust in their own God-given ability to get to the next echelon, to the next level of altitude that they need to see. And that bothers me because you were given the exact same 24 hours as the person to your left and to your right and to your front and to your rear. We all were given time to invest in ourselves and to make ourselves better. So what I want to know is, why does his word matter more than your own? Why do you give more power to somebody else's word? It's okay to have someone tell you, you're great. Wow, you're awesome, spectacular, AJ Styles level, phenomenal. All of these good and great phrases, they're good to hear, great pick-me-ups, but it does not negate the fact that some people require others to acknowledge their greatness just for them to reaffirm on a daily basis that they're great. Let me tell you something. In today's modern age, you have to take life into your own hands. You have to take your future into your own hands, not somebody else's, into your hands. Never, and I mean never, in the history of mankind has being in control of your future been so possible as it is right now. Everything from your mental health, your physical fitness, your financial wellness, your family security, all of that can be taken into your hands, not later, but right now.
What?
See, the problem is that many people are facing fears. And one of the biggest fears that human beings deal with is failure.
And oh my, how many people there are that are just terrified
of failure, terrified of losses, terrified of hold this L, terrified of not coming in first. In the words of Brandy, almost doesn't count. People don't want to be the doesn't count. They don't want to be the almost. They just want to be the count. They just want to be the winner. They just want to be great. But fear sets in. And when fear sets in, people change the way they move. They fear that if they decide to take 100% responsibility for their actions, reactions, and future, that they could fail. You know what? Let me give you a scenario just to kind of smooth things out a little bit more. It's like the guy that goes to the casino and he rolls the dice the first time and he wins. So then he's feeling a little more confident. So he decides to roll the dice again, and he wins again. This man walks into the casino with $100, and by the time it's almost time for him to leave, he's about to cash out with $100K. So I don't know about y'all, but I'd be feeling myself. I went from 100 to 100K. I'd feel real good about myself. But let me tell you something about this person at this time in this moment. They're now sitting in this casino and they've been offered an opportunity to make their winnings 10 times over and to walk out of this casino as a billionaire on this night. So now guess what? They got one of two options. They have option number one. Option number one is you could pack your ball up and you can go home and you can take your 100K with you and go do something that's more productive, that's going to take you where you want to go. Or there's option number two, you can stay, put everything on the table and say, I am all in. Shout outs to All Elite Wrestling. But you could take everything and you could drop everything on the table and say, I am all in at this moment.
Right here, right now.
And that's what it's going to be. So who do you guys think I'm talking to in this statement? Because I'm not talking about the person who's at the table who doesn't know when to make the big decision or the safe decision. That's not what I'm talking about. What I am communicating to you isn't about the unwillingness to take risk. I am talking about the person who is uncertain themselves and so uncertain in themselves that they have to look at others to help them make the decisions that they need to make because they have not built the knowledge, may I go so far as to say the intestinal fortitude, to manage themselves during dire situations. You know why people end up leaning on others to help them solve their problems? It's because they didn't invest enough into themselves. I said what I said. I'm gonna run it. You know what? I'm gonna say it again for the folks all the way in the back. The reason that people cannot solve their own problems is because they do not invest enough into themselves. Even if it's for a split second, that one thing that you cannot resolve is something that if you would have invested into it, had the knowledge on, know how to do it, it would be an easy fix. Now, here's the deal. Everything in your life, you cannot control. And I understand that. I have things I wish I can control. I wish I knew how to build roofs on houses better because there's so much money in doing that. Y'all don't understand. Then again, you probably do. But what I'm more so getting at is there are people who their entire life have never invested into their life bank accounts. Not once ever invested into it. They've spent more of their life withdrawing from their financial, their mental, physical, and spiritual bank accounts than they have deposit or saved in that exact same account. And now you're broke. And you need someone to loan you the confidence to be able to make a decision because you didn't invest in yourself. So I go back to what I said before. You're not going to know everything, but there are things in life that we should be able to manage. We should be able to navigate if we put the time, effort, and energy into growing ourselves into those people. Do you take the time to read and become wiser? Do you take the time to be a father, to be a mother, and make time to be with your kids and to input into them? Granted, it takes a village, but within every single village, mom and dad are still king and queen, and you have to run that accordingly. A child is very malleable, and if you are not there, they will be molded one way or another, whether it is in God's image or whether it is in the devil's. It is absolutely your choice. But what's very unfortunate is that people have not taken the time to build themselves. And the next thing you know, you're taking advice from people who have never been in your predicament, do not understand what you are trying to do and where you're trying to go. And eventually, it leads to your collapse. So what I'm about to do is take time to explain to you why you need to make time to invest in yourself. I need each and every last one of you to invest in yourself. If you aren't investing in you, I wonder who's being left out because you would not take the time to grow yourself just a little bit. I just want to know who's being left in the dark. It's the Altitude Podcast. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Yo, what up? It's me. It's your boy, K-Fitz, and we're back. And what I'm going to talk to you about is why you should invest in you. I broke this concept down into four areas, or at least the four areas that matter to me. You may have other areas that matter to you more, but I'm just throwing out four that I believe universally we all care about. And that's knowledge, your health, your finances, and your relationships. You need to invest in all four if you're trying to go somewhere in your life. Big facts, all caps. So let's get to it. Number one, knowledge. I remember listening to the Dr. Thomas mixtape when Eric Thomas first got his PhD. And on that mixtape, one of the songs was called I Grind. And in the first verse, he says, knowledge is the new money, get you some. And then I heard the crowd scream it back at him. And it didn't hit me until I heard the crowd scream it back that, wow, you have to become a student of the craft. Before you can do anything in life, you have to be a student of the process. If your process is welding, you need to become a student of how to be the best welder possible. If you want to build skyscrapers, that was a plug, by the way, Altitude 2, the book is on the way. If you want to be a skyscraper architect, you have to become the best architect possible. If you want to be a commander of soldiers, you have to be a student of the craft. You have to study what your passion is, and you have to be active in it every single day. Let no one tell you otherwise. Your faith and consistency to be the best you in your field is what is going to take you to the next level. You need knowledge in order to be valuable to anybody, to include yourself. With knowledge, you as a person will always be in demand. Miles Monroe once said that people will pay you to fulfill your purpose. And if a dollar bill happens to be what you're looking for to help get you to where you want to go in life, I'm not mad at you. I respect your hustle. Do what you feel you need to do. James Hawes said it best. Data is the new oil. Let's move on to the next area. We're going to talk about health real quick. Now, in regards to health, it does nobody any good to hustle hard, but you can't enjoy the fruits of your labor. Would you agree with me? Say yes. Okay, you don't have to say yes. I know some of y'all are just listening and waiting for me to carry on. So I'm going to say yes for you.
Yes.
It does you no good to hustle your brains out and then to not get anything for all the work and hours that you put into it. It's just not fair. It's just not right. It's just plain rude. So why are people being rude to themselves? Why are so many people being rude to themselves? There are so many people that have been focused on making money, making dollars, making paper, making rubies, making all these different types of racks and putting them in their house, stacking the money up, putting them under the mattress, stuffing it inside of the pillow, all this other stuff, but you never took care of your health, and your health is going to put you in the dirt before you get a chance to enjoy yourself or before your family gets a chance to enjoy you. Pusha T said it best, your wealth don't buy health, youngin'. What good is it for you to be a sick millionaire, a sick billionaire, someone to finally have the stature, the love, the glory, whatever it is you're looking for you to finally get those things that make you feel somewhat complete? And once you finally get them, it's time for you to leave. That's not fair and it's not right. So why do you do it to yourself? Take care of your body. Take care of your mental and take care of your physical health, because all of that matters. We need you on this earth as long as possible, and you need to invest in it if you want to be here long term to do the things that you know you were destined to do. Let's talk about finances. Number three, finances. Let me tell you something. If you don't know money, you will stay broke. You said say it again? Y'all said say it again? Okay. If you do not know money, you will stay broke. That is not a threat, that is a promise. If you are really good at your job, but you don't manage your money, someone will always shortchange you. Where's the explosion? No. Give me one more. I need another explosion. It doesn't matter how much money you make. If you're happy with being a person that's worth $15 million, but only getting $1 million, if you're a person who has an annual salary of $30,000, but you know that you're really worth $60,000 and you're allowing people to shortchange you because you don't know how money works, because you didn't take the time to invest in what your money should look like. You didn't invest in ways to save money, to go cheaper. Maybe whatever the case may be. Listen, I make fairly good money myself. I steal coupon, guys. Like, I am an avid couponer. Like, you'll find me online couponing, trying to find ways to save money. I'm at Dollar General, I'm at Target, Price Match, and Walmart, all that good stuff every single week because I understand that my time is coming. But in the meanwhile, I need to stretch what I have and make it the best that I can possibly make it. Look at yourself, see where you are, and move based off of what the dollar bills in your pocket will allow you to do. Remember, you don't care about the dollar bill. You care about what you can do with the money. That's all you're looking for. So the last thing we're going to talk about is relationships. Look, guys, the only thing that dies faster than time is relationships. Because time, there's always more time. I know I just told the worst lie in the world, didn't I? But you get my point. When 1 second dies, another second is born. When 1 second dies, another second is born. But you can literally destroy a relationship and it is foobar. Effed up beyond all repair. It's not in a position to be fixed because you destroyed your relationships with others. Listen to me. You need to make time to build the right relationships. Make time to love a family member. Make time to love your wife. Make time to love your husband. Make time to read a bed story to a kid at night. Make time to go take them out somewhere and it's just you and them and nobody else in the world so they get time to learn who the real you is. Not the person who's hard-shelled, not the person who's always out litty-litty, all that good stuff. Let them find out who the real you is so they can fall in love with the full person, not just part of a person. Brothers, listen to me. Listen, man to man, I'm just talking to my brothers because this is me, my personal perspectives. Ladies, give me a second. Brothers.
Plan your dates with your ladies. Plan your dates.
Take that time to show that appreciation. Make the dinner reservations. Get the movie tickets. If you're not going to do all that, I tell you what, make sure that you can go to McDonald's and you use the app in advance so you show up and you park, you can grab the ice cream and you can keep on moving because McDonald's has done a really good job with their app. See, I just put y'all on game. You're welcome. Anyway, the last thing I want to bring to you is to make sure that you have built a solid relationship with yourself and with God. You don't know who you are until you know God, until you've seen God's face. I'm telling you, you don't know the real you, not yet. But rest assured that when you build that relationship with your God, you will find the real you not too long after. So I guess technically we added in that spiritual investment as well. So the areas of investment I really need you to dial into, I need you to dial into knowledge. Knowledge is power. Information, data is the new oil. Knowledge is the new money, go get you some. Your health. Wealth does not buy health. Take time to make sure your body is straight. Get your checkups. Make sure you get all your vaccinations. Do all of those right things that you need to do to make sure you live long. We need you here as long as possible. Financially, if you don't know how to manage your money, someone will always shortchange you. Never forget that. With relationships, build those. Keep those. And if for some reason you happen to destroy one, have enough love in your heart to rebuild the bridge. Do not allow your pride to prevent you from going back. And spiritually, make time to get to know that higher being in your life. I guarantee it will pay off for you in the long run if you do so. So with that being said, guys, it's been an awesome, awesome episode with you. Make sure you guys are following me once again on IG at Official K Fitz. That's Official KFITZ, Official K Fitz. It's the exact same on Twitter. And make sure that you donate to my page on Anchor. My Patreon page is on the way, and I'm looking forward to bringing some new content to you guys. Until the next time you and I meet, please move your dreams, move the world. I have been K Fitz, and I'm out of here.